I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gospel for Asia reports that a low-caste political party in India won state assembly elections in the state of Uttar Pradesh. That's good news for the large percentage of Dalits and low castes who reside there. According to GFA, the party leader is promising to increase education for Dalits and maintain their religious freedom and uphold their justice. GFA leaders ask for prayer that the Lord would continue to work in the hearts of the Dalits, giving them hope not only for this life, but for the life to come as well. Meanwhile, a recent study by the Barna Research Group reveals that few Americans are concerned about their spiritual condition. Global Advance's David Shibley agrees, noting the trend is opposite the evangelistic spirit he's noticing elsewhere, marked by the increase in demand for frontline shepherds' conferences.
We want to do all that we can, as fast as we can, to equip as many pastoral leaders around the world as we can, so that we can advance the gospel as far as we can. And even in this month, we have 9 conferences altogether because we do believe that there is always an imperative connected to evangelism and missions and that it needs to be recovered.
And in Kitale, Kenya, 15 children are learning about real family life in the new foster program. Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls went there recently. Susan Williams says many children got their first pair of shoes, which strengthened the testimony of Buckner's work there.
We began by just fitting the kids who are in our foster care program because they are the first kids that we have a responsibility to. But after we had fit all of them, all the shoes that we brought to Kitale, we gave all of them out.
Buckner wants to place more orphans in foster homes, so please pray. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.